Thank you. Welcome to the show, 918-0762. You're the only one.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm just surprised where everybody else is at.
Come in.
Yeah, everybody knows. We're still talking about the same subject. We didn't change it. In the woods.
Not much, just trying to deal and cope with all this crap in this country.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, 605-2621.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's only you two.
Yeah, that's the problem. But they got lives that they're part of the melting pot of the way America does things. They're done. So when they want somebody to support them, I won't be there.
Yep. Yep. Everybody knows. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're here.
And my people have become like a kid, but they don't let that kid be a kid. And they got a responsibility. There's a time for that stuff. Get on the show, people. This is your show. Your show to talk about everything that is going on in Indian country. My God, you guys. Shit. The sad thing about people today. Masquerading with all that falsified regime. My man.
Yep. Well, there's only two callers.
Well, I'll start talking then. So, I'm talking about these deaths of these children, these groups out here. These church groups use that government that they so complain they don't want to have no involvement in or have them ruin their freedoms of religion, right? But
yeah.
They run to that same government and use their constitutional right of their practices, of their freedom of religion that neglects, rapes, and murders. It's that constitution and that amendment is this Christianity's get out of jail free card to cover when their Christianity goes off the rails. So I think we need to keep calling these hypocrite white son of a bitches out, and we need to tell them, keep your hands the fuck away from our native children. You people play with snakes. You play with exorcism. You play with all kinds of shit that's evil by your book. Then you run to those courts and you use that constitutional right, the Freedom of Religion Act. It is, it's nothing more than your free to get out of jail free card. Like I said, when your Christianity goes the fuck off the rails and you rape too hard, you kill too hard, you discipline too hard, you starve too hard, you fuckers take your asses back to Europe. You fucking little whiny. And we're persecuted. You're persecuting children in this country day after day. You people are the devils. And your practices prove it. I've read your cases out here. Your sorry excuses. Oh, leave it to us to deal with our parishioners, with the rape reports, with the exorcisms. You know, leave it to us, please, 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 please. Don't be quiet. Don't take us to court. We're going to keep exposing this. And there's cases out there to back it up.
Hello, everybody from Facebook. We are still talking about the same subject. The subject did not change. And if you want to be on the show, and if you have something to say or just want to listen, the number is 515-605-9720. So continue. Go ahead. We're listening.
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of hearing how these people play themselves off of the little religious victims that came from Europe. You were heathens in your own country. You brought that over here. And still to this day, this is why this country out here is so screwed up. It's because how you raise your children and what you call the house of your Lord, you are screwing your children up. Some of your children don't even make it to adulthood because you're killing them. If you ain't killing them physically, you're killing them psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up out here, they go, and they really become some wicked-ass people. Serial killers, rapists, molesters, abusers, the best of the best, the best of the come from Christianity backgrounds. So yes, yes, you Christians are really doing a great job over here in America. You're full of shit, and you're fucking telling everybody else full of shit about your religion. Before you knock on anybody else's door wanting to save their souls, you better turn around and save your own goddamn soul first. Because I tell you what, you people, you believe in that white Christian hell, there's a bunch of you Christians frying like bacon tonight. And the rest are going to go there too. You're all full of shit.
Well, you're hearing the voice of an elder. What's her name?
Rachel.
Which tribe?
Volchok.
Mm-hmm. Come on, people. This is your show. I know there's many people out there who should be calling in and talking about, you know, your indigenous voices. But are too, I don't know, too shy? Who knows?
I grew up. I'm going to tell you, you know, the sins of this country didn't pull me away from Christianity.
Mm.
It was Christianity that pushed me away from them. When you go into these churches as a child and you see these preachers turning red as a beet and they're screaming, then you go out there and you see all the top elders of the church and the, you know, higher ups all acting like sluts and acting crazy. You hear about them abusing their children in the households. No sins pulled me away from Christianity. Christianity pushed me away from Christianity. So like I said, before you try to save my soul, every one of you, step in your bathroom, look in your mirror, and see if you can save your own soul.
Well, there was supposed to be somebody today calling in. We told her to come back to the show, and God knows where they were at.
What number was it?
Go ahead.
What number was it?
I don't know. I'm looking through all the numbers, you know. I cannot keep on, you know, sending text messages to everybody to come on to the show, you know what I mean? They should
be
an adult by now. You know, not like every time I have to spoon feed them and say, hey, guess what? There's a show, Indigenous Voices, you know, it's, you know, well, I don't know what to say anymore. It's like nobody has anything to say. And when that day of reckoning comes, guess what? Everybody wants to call in and start complaining and crying and whining and saying, well, you had the chance to voice your opinion, to be on this radio show, to say what you have to say, what you feel inside, what is going on in your neck of the woods. See, if I made a show about, if we made a show something about something pretty and nice and fake and nonsense, everybody will have something to say. You know what I mean?
Hey, throw it out there. Tell them we're going to talk about Gucci bags. Watch them all come on.
Okay.
Oh, girl, are you sure you got that Gucci bag for that price?
917-1760, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing? What's your name?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
This is Ohiti Kanaji. I'm calling from New York City. I'm from Chitangu Lakota out there, also known as Rosebud Sioux Tribe.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at hearing right now. I'm in the lobby, and I'm going to listen, and then when I'm finished eating really quick, I'm going to go outside so I could better hear, and then I'd be able to communicate and convey information with you guys.
All right. Well, Mr. Kadupa, do you have something to say?
I have a lot to say, but you see, this is the thing about people. Okay, I want to eat. Hey, I want to eat. Snoopa wants to eat, but shit, that's not important to me right now. I'll feed all the bugs and worms and everybody. When I die, they can have me. They can eat it. I don't care. But in the meantime, let me start off with a heavy, heavy topic of why in the fuck are we assimilated today? Well, I kind of had this idea of people's indigenous thought and philosophy about how America practices and perfects colonial policies to neutralize your human rights. And because of that, this is why colonization is the norm. Now, a little brother said if he put something out there that was fake and, you know, pretty looking, the people would respond. Well, fuck you people, okay? Fuck all of you. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Look, there's scores of people dying today. There's scores of people hungry today. There's children being driven out of families because of this sociological deformatory created by centrism in America. Okay? And so needless to say, two-thirds of the people's, you know, ideology in your brain has not really woken up to the fact that everything is Eurocentric. So when sensitism becomes that, you know, Eurocentric bipolar disorder where you lash out, you scream, like that fucking girl out there in California, in San Diego somewhere, that, what the hell, that Mallory woman, okay, paints her fucking face up, speaks on the behalf of protecting white people, but yet you cannot talk about the ancient times of our ancestors living free, unmolested, raped, murdered, okay? Every one of these Hollywood nights, they always depict human image in the population of indigenous people. What's wrong with us? Why we're like this? Why are we so aggressive? Fuck, we have to be like this to, you know, survive in our own country. All of these smaller tribes that once had a pedestal of being, you know, vamped, and I mean vamped, of being accepted because of who they were, not who they are. Who they are is the illusion. So needless to say, in 2022, on November 12th, we're taking a look at history repeat itself, okay, to its fullest intent. And so we try to give people that benefit of a doubt. We really do, people. We try to help you understand the thought and philosophy that we indigenous people have. But then again, you want to sit back and you want to indulge in yourself, but then you don't want to get to the topics because people out there, look, people, I heard this, and whether it's true or false, I don't give a damn. But I heard the Rapid City Police Department is picking up these young girls, taking them over to a motel in Rapid City, dumping them off there and creating sex traffic, appealing with having sex with these kids, indigenous kids. And then the white man, you know, that son of a bitch in the name of law and order, he comes out full force. I seen it today cutting wood. White man checking. They were looking for somebody. The grocery stores I used to go by and see never had security guards. Now all of a sudden they got them. What does that tell you? A form of communism all the time, depicting the life that is supposed to be pure and innocent. A grocery store is fucking supposed to be pure and innocent, people. And eventually when technology completely takes it all over, the machine is the one that's going to pay everything to you and back. You're going to have to pay the machine to give you change. It's already happening. Some of those machines take a credit card. Some of them take paper. That's the hard part. See, a lot of our people don't understand that. But this is what you all support. My God, indigenous people. You know, I can go back to the time, and that I hope that Mallory girl's listening. Man, that girl. Such a little, naive little slut kid, okay? And I'm going to call her a fucking slut kid, okay? I can do that because this language ain't mine. It's the white man's language. The white man calls his wife a bitch, a slut, a whore, whatever name he can give her, but it's okay. So then the rest of humanity in this country might do the same thing, and it's still okay. So enough of you people, man, talking all this nonsense, thinking that the purity of your value, of the way you live life as a system that gradually, you know, devours people's right to be free and independent, get fucking real, human race. Get fucking real. I wanted to share this understanding, okay? I thought about this long and hard. Chanupagluha money. Tiospani kokile nukhewaniche echapi. Oishpa enita hanti he okalala henicha. He on woki enaha wichoikele nuluhapi. Shahiala. Mashinka. Nalakhota. So Mashinka akilena isha wichoike he wakampi. Natritista oyate hena isha wichoike wakampi. He on taku iwongla kokile toni le ipach iabnaha. Lections tak shicha ukanwe talk tekile on kit house hena mila haska thapi na tekhi on kaup as inias ni wat on kit thapi inila onpi tak u igla rock tekile et so aslo ki hena thokel we choi chak hena we chan no khanta tak ni una on kile ni chuk tisni tongani na lila ota masop hena ha wa ho akin tekhi on petu kile Naha happy gile, o kansula le lechu septalo hina gim no wongla kokte gile, hena echa we chocho. As doni to any husni. Ho hemona le we chochan gile on kitchhoffs nikile la kota kia pachbo gile, hena we choye nijapi, kulena I wongla kong, lila was shichi lena, tak shichi I chupi gile. Techia on kahumna, techia on eungna kauke he, wanati napre. Takulena anatis kauke he yanke. Ech lakota ki he chumsni. Takulena anatis kauke lena echa mila haska ki chumpi. Eun sa tueni lechus de ptala kinazimna lechus e wogla kabo kipsni. Ech! Takule e honi makao chlatik lechus de lakota ki unsia hena oispamna you have hell. Washichu gle ata ochloka gle tima ichub na hena ata hena nahi tha pikilena wo ya ha ke hena tha ki hena ichub na to kyut kha ya pina wo ya kha pe namas ka ota kam na pe ho he insha o aste gle waste ni o aste gle ta to khum pik he apet o ji le to hangli huni bhat na yupta hata nahi tha ki le anik kha kokte Na shichawa lako, na wichoni eaga na kikte. He isha ukte. E hani hechus e lakota ki e chumpi. Takulena makhao khrati ya kao ki ayush tampo henon ki tchopne. Hena tchopi, heon cha wichoni eki gna kapi. Cha to kiyo tcha iakte na ki ki he, na ki tchanku ankato iakte ki he yanke. Hena tchopi. As inias ni lakota ki le taku, le non kiut khap sin ki he echa mila haska khawan spe ki le, o spe un kiab he un, wana ptala lechus e un gawin ta na ha. Taku le na anaki shko te ki le toni hechus in ni et, ilala na tak pi chaps ni inila yon pi, was te ala kap pi. Te un cha ibalukcha. Ibalukcha na iukcha wa. As malak khuta. Ikchevi cha set hokil he he mocha. Matuenis ni ask lechanupa gulha money lechute, nazi naha. O kola kiche kile, o bluspe ke chante tinza o kola kiche e jacham. Chante tinza o kola kiche. Chante tinza o kola kiche. E hane oyate on kitrapi makasi na kiunkoki. Hena echa o kola kiche kile oispapi. Heun sa narsi niunkumpi. Ho he wolakota ki hechus e nazipi. Na taku leo chicha ka oki lakoto gna le sa vetra ki. He un taku e preki I eche tu. Wana blutho chikte. Titista o gna le ta sto gigamata. Te sto ke heida. Pitone pa na agane to kopusote. Himone ta senoko. Penote hinama. Tinote. Pisto ke ma aye to ne fahana to. Teston la namu. Te nomo konne te se hanne to. Maheo te homa. Maheo te maoma. Hestone kama. Chichista peto se henete. Lelana. Tabake. Tabake ta sanam oneta. Henan hena etoma. Henan hena etoma adno pehede da anuka na maane. Ta sama naka. Peto hamane. Mikona katum mo ane ane tahana ama. Hello ti sebe ka abe. Lusone ka abe ito ma oni. Hino ki semana ta. Maheo te moho mo anena. Maheo. Letone pa ang mo pa ang mo. Tiko mahane to. Tegesona ama ane. Pino homo ki te sino. Petona. Kitista kitosa, ebote. Behote, kone senema atana. Lakota, bebon. Bebon, behane, abluska. Abluska, beta, hanota. Henote. Na enana, hena, eto. Beskone, hema, honete. Tinema. Tinema. Pardon. Keston. Kestone. Nawitziton. Nawitziton. Maheo esto kimeneta hemono tosenone pe maheo maheo. You know, people, I spoke to you in two indigenous languages that I'm part of. And the third language I'm going to give you will blow your fucking mind, okay? And this is that purity of it. Bespon. Kisa henemake ne le flanse tomone iska maknote. Nagadawi kistu espo espanyoti domone. Lasane kata satapa. Katone, katone. Pistone moke ne la. Lakota pitu mone. Pistone kamahenon tu. Nagadawi miku na fotumi. Espanyol kotose na kane teneme. Tino nina sana amo de. Leskone manche espanyol katunu. Bonata. Bonata. Nagadawi tistone. Tistone kabana hama umuni. Timona hama de. Leskone mikona piton. Piton mikona taunu. Buna me mani na. Leskone ka. Leskone ka. Leskone nagadawi kichino. Che non parla né di stone, è spagnolo e compre. Non le france che tu un cinema omone, le stone canna nama, nama. Come ne c'è spagnolo e cotone, bespoma na canne do, le luno ma anedota, le sole va. Nagadawi timuho noni, le scone bace nawa, nawa cotone pa anena. Apane na, nawa. Tetone ko me hi me na tina. Atana hati. Piskuni tamba. Bitmoni mo na je. Nagadawi na. Pituni se jinone. Miko na pa omoni. Espanyol katoni santa. Santa. Nawa kistuni. Me he no me. He no me. Nawa. Nawa. You know, people, I was raised influential through my grandfather, my late mother, and my late grandmother, and many others that understood language, the purity of it, the realness of it. So I spoke three indigenous languages to you listening audiences. And as stupid as you fuckers are, you still praise white man's language, which is brutal. Barbaric, hateful, and it makes you mad. And so, Mrs. Mallory, you little mad pimpsqueak, little slit, little whore that's out there, get on the fucking radio show and let's have a debate in life. In life, because, chick, I don't even fucking know you. But you can play the white man's fucking game and be all over the internet just like every one of you fuckers, man. I started out with people that are real, okay? When me and the late Lyman Brightman stood up to the catastrophes that were going on in the fucking cities, I and Lyman were holding you people accountable because you do nothing but bitch and complain. He, too, led us into the sacred Black Hills when we took over Mount Rushmore. I was fucking 10 years old, man. Lyman, Minnie Two Shoes, Archie Fire, Lame Bear, the list goes on and on. My grandma Bessie Dollknife, she was part of that. So was my grandpa Dan Dollknife. They supported real resistance of indigenous people exercising their validity of the land that still is ours in 1970. You see, this is what's the matter with you fucking people that don't know history, that don't know exactly where in the fuck you came from. You all came from someplace on this earth, but you can't identify it because there is no animal that you talk about. For the Lakota people, we come from the Tatanka Oyate, Te Oyate. That is who we are. We speak like that buffalo. We act like that buffalo. We're him. We're the little brother to him. He is our big brother. That is why he brought his sister over here to gift us with the sacred pipe and all the rituals that came with it. This is what the buffalo still do, and many other animals. They still do the same thing. Their life is a living Sundance, but as stupid as you two-legged are, you still patronize that shit in the name of a God you don't know, and the same Jesus Christ that they butchered and nailed on pieces of boards, you fucking still talk about that shit too. But in reality, your own man, spiritual custom and value of life, there is none. Just because you look like a fucking Indian and sound like a fucking Indian, you don't mean that you're an Indian to me. And that's Chinupa. You see, I get sick and tired of you guys. On the internet, you can masquerade and condemn people. But we invite you guys to come on the fucking show, man. And you sons of bitches can't do it because, oh, man, you don't want to offend the white man who scratches your back. When I sang that song for the purity of kids last night, it's still ringing in my heart. And as stupid as you fucking women are, man, I call upon you women. You all have the episodes and the illustrations to text messages and Facebook. Okay? Call that bitch and tell her to get on the fucking show. Let's discuss this. I'm angry because I'm sick and tired of being subjugated to white fake, white wherewithal, white supremacy, man. When you have the American Indian Movement, the missing, murdered indigenous women, you have that James Swan and his urban society of fuckheads in Rapid City. You got all these people, even the NDN Collective. They got money. They got fucking money. And all these people that were masquerading out there, even from the Standing Rock fight. Standing Rock fight was a done deal. It's a joke. I'm living proof. I found the rights of way that David Archambault sold out to the corporations of Price and Gregory were the bigwigs that acted on behalf of Bacon and Stratemeyer. That's that XL pipeline, people. And as stupid as you fucking two-leggeds are, you allowed them rainbows to come in and wash your back. You stood up with your white people. You hid with the rainbows. That's why you fuckers keep running. You keep running back to drugs and alcohol. And you play Indian with me. Fuck you, man. You're not indigenous. You'll never be indigenous. You're not Indian enough in your fucking heart. You don't even have a clue where you came from, let alone to have an indigenous name. Fuck you, people. This is why I patronize your bitch asses, because you do this all the time. The machine killed you, man. You don't even know what it means to be Indian. Hell, you got no fucking language. This English language, hear me, people. Hear me again. For the millionth time, it's a barbaric and brutal language. It makes you mad. It makes you cuss. You degrade people with it. Even your mother, you'll degrade her. That's how sick this language is. That's how sick the white man is. He's a devil in true form. Where in the fuck is Louis Farrakhan? Where's Don Muhammad? Where's all these people that really, man, are favoring, man, their so-called praises to Allah, the magnificent, the merciful? That fucker isn't magnificent. Now, merciful is a different thing. But the purity of the great mystery is keen on honor of the realistic belief in oneself, whether you're a woman or a man. And you people haven't even been taught that, because you've been bastardizing your whole mindset with a fucking book called the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. What's that little song? The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. You fuckers masquerade with that shit on Sunday. Don't fucking tell me you don't. I listen to the heinous thought and philosophy of the aggressive mindset of Christian people. Christian people. Christian people. That's what I do, man. All lie. And you all go for it. You're still doing it. They're killing babies out there in fascism. Fascism, people. So stupid you fuckers are. You don't want to get on this show because an aggressive old man, huh? You're damn right I'm an old man. I'm an elder. I made it. All the brothers and sisters that I grew up in my days are gone because of sociological deformatory created by civilized and modern men. All the elite system destroys you fuckers, man. So don't patronize my fucking country, Turtle Island. Don't do that. You're not in America. This whole country has always been a police state. No matter how you fucking look at it, it's always been that way because you support it. Every time they feed you drugs, you shut up. Every time they give you a job to serve them, you shut up. Well, fuck you guys, man. They don't give me a job. They don't give me nothing. My protection, my value of belief is the great mystery in the Mother Earth and the four directions of all the animal creatures. That's my protection. That's my value. And what living poor people I have today. What living poor people I have today. One more time. What living poor people I have today. And even our own indigenous people become our worst fucking enemy. You haven't learned nothing from all the past spiritual and elderly people that guided you to pick up and be responsible for yourself to serve your people, whether they were children, women, and the elderly. So little Mallory, if you're out there, you listen to this shit, chick. As conniving as you are with that painted shit in your fucking eyes, I have a niece that did that. My niece recorded me, okay, chastising women. You're damn right I can chastise you fucking women. And her name was Ursula Aldridge. Ursula Aldridge was this little girl that was staying down in Santa Fe, New Mexico, someplace down there. And she bastardized herself as being a fucking woman. No, she's not a woman. She drank, she did drugs, she passed out, and her own brother had sex. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, people? When you do alcohol and drugs, your mind does not ferment right. So your body's going to become like a wire, flexible, like a slinky. A slinky, a wonderful toy. And then you guys might fall all over the place, bend over. That's what alcohol and drugs do. So my niece was a victim. But why was she a victim? Had she not drank, had she not did drugs, that wouldn't have happened to her. But that's what goes on in Indian country. Indian country. They all adapted white colonial conscripts of that value of life, heinous, at the discretion of the white race. And you fuckers all go for it. This is why these kids are dying. People molesting little children. These fathers and nuns and bishops and reverends and pastors, all of them fuckers do that shit, man. Don't fucking tell me this shit. I'm sick and tired of you fuckers. Y'all, man, want to call and you send me text messages. You tell me this, I like that song. Sing a song about the people. The great mystery can see you people, man. The way he sees Chinupa. I surrendered myself to that man to live long on this life, to help you guys get the fuck out of dormancy. But you don't want it. You like being comfortable. You like being, man, stripped of your rights of freedom. You like that. You don't want to believe in independence. You have no belief in anything. And this word sovereignty, that's a Bible term. A young brother of mine questioned propadeutic fundamental practice. And this is how stupid he was, too. He gets on the computer and he says propadeutic is a Bible term. This is how stupid this kid was living here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation with me. Okay? That's how stupid and arrogant and ignorant you indigenous people are. You don't believe in your people, and yet alone you don't believe in yourself. Your illusion in this life you call life is an image. That's all. You're a dirty window that people can look out it and look in it. That's all you guys are. And I'm condemning you fuckers the same way a white man does, but you praise the white man. You don't praise your indigenous people. So don't play fucking Indian with me. Don't Sundance. Don't go to Sweat Lodge. Don't pick up that pipe. You know nothing about honor. You know nothing about belief. I believe. I believe, and I'm going to continue to believe. My mother raised 5 children on her own because the white man took our dad. Them white sons of bitches and white ranchers' kids killed my daddy, made me a bastard in America. You motherfuckers, you don't get it. That's how the white people still do that to people. Many of our families grew up father and motherless. They're orphans, man. They've all been brought up in a single-parent family. And if that wasn't the norm, it's grandmas and grandpas that raised them, or aunts or uncles. And that brutality that came from the white man, that fucker imposed that on, whether it was the aunt, the uncle, the dad, the mom, the grandpa, and the grandma. That's what they did. They were taught that from all these Jesuits and these fucking places where they sent them to. Relocation. Catholic upbringing. All this parochial teaching is what started all this stuff. That man, people being aggressive. God damn, man. Where's Mallory? Come on, you little shit kid. Get the fuck on the show. We know the history of the white man. Because it's all white. We didn't ask them to come here. They freed them fuckers from prison. Put them all in ships. The Pita, the Mina, and the Santa Maria, and that fucking Mayflower. And they kept coming. The late Edward Van Halen, the famous guitar player for that group called Van Halen, told this on national public radio and TV, that when they got here to this country It was the people of color that took up for him and his brother, Alex. And the enemy was the white man. And you fuckers didn't like them. And when they became famous, you start buying their music. That's how sickening the fucking white man is. And you guys don't get it. You don't say nothing. If you allow a man to do something bad, he'll do it. That's how my heart is. And we're coming up to the top of 6 o'clock. It's 5:51, people. If you don't have chemistry and the know-how to stand up and speak what's in your heart, then quit saying you fucking represent the hurt of the poor and the weak. Quit saying that shit. Because you don't, people. You don't. All you do is get on the internet and patronize shit so you can get some money so they can fucking front you your drug habit or whatever your habit is. I live on the floor with a dog. I had two dogs, but my big dog left me. The same with my little brother, Calvin Martin, and then my other little brother, Timmy Sullivan. Timmy Sullivan left me. These are my men and my dog. They left me, people, just like many others left me. I love them guys. I took care of them guys. That's what a brother's supposed to do, man. I don't want to listen to all that fake bullshit you all talk about. So as we strike the top of the hour of 6 o'clock, I want to hear from the children. If you have children in your presence of your home, put the children on. And I close with this as we open up the phone lines. Metakepi, wichokankile chichupi ki mila haska kawop hek yogna, me chahechamo. Now, wachte malapsni hanta me hechens enozinkte. For what I said in that part, for what I say, I take full responsibility of my words and action. I'm the one who said it. If I offended you, so be it. 605-517-2621. 605-517-1547. Both of those numbers work, okay? 605-517-2621. 605-517-1547. One's got so much data, but it'll last for at least a minute to two and a half, and it'll shut off. But this two ticks is still on. You want to call me? You want to discuss them? You want to talk? Let's do it. I take full responsibility of my words and actions, but I live in this shit. When you ask America who stinks, it's America that's stinking, not we two-legged. He stinks. Go stand next to a white man or a white woman and smell them. Man, them fuckers are stink, man. They're sour-smelling. That's why they make cologne. And when you show up embracing your earthly presence of your grandmother, the earth and the air that we breathe from our great mystery and our sister, the air, the white man look at you historically as a muted mutant. Muted mutant. That's what the white man does. And then he questions, what's that smell? The smell is us because we're earthly. But him, I don't know what you call that smell on a white man or a white woman. The great mystery knows exactly what I'm talking about. So if you got children out there, bring them on. We want to hear from them. And this song was theirs that I shared with them last night. So I'm going to share it with you as a welcoming in our next hour for our kids to express what their heart can do. And if you don't have any kids, speak for them. Speak about them. Speak about the protection. This is their song again. Tonka shila ya 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 ya
Wakayapo Wailo Hey Hey Wakayaya Wakayapo Wailo Hey 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 Tonkashila Wakayapo Wailo Hey Tonkashila Wakayapo Wailo Hey 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 Wakajaya wakayapu wailo Hey, 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 ho Tokashilaya wakayapu wailo Hey, 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 hey Tokashilaya wakayapu wailo Hey, 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 hey Tokashilaya wakayapu wailo Hey, 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 oh, Wakayaya, Wakayapu, Wailo, Hey, 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 oh, Tokashilaya, Wakayapu, Wailo, Hey, 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 Tokashilaya, Wakayapu, Wailo, Hey, 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 oh, Wakayaya, Wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Tokashilaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Tokashilaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Tokashilaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Wakayaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Tokashilaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Tokashilaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Wakayaya wakayapo wailo, hey 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 hey. Open up the phone lines. That's to all of you kids that love yourselves and believe in freedom of independence. To you all, let's open up the show.
I just want to say a statement to somebody who sent me a private message. I'm going to say this. I am the radio host of Indigenous Voices of People. Everybody is opinionated. This is what they feel. I am not here to censor anybody. Everybody's an adult. Everybody has the right of freedom of speech. So I'm going to say one thing. Hold on a second. I am doing the show because everybody has the right, you know what I mean, to give Indigenous Voices of People a voice. And I understand some of the callers, you know what I mean, some of the guests, they repeat themselves, you know, with the same on different shows. That's their opinion. That is their thoughts. And I'm not going to cancel the show. I'm not going to shut down. That's not my job. My job is to give everybody a voice. If we live in this land called freedom of speech, everybody has the right to their opinion, to their freedom of speech, like how you have your freedom of speech. And if you are leaving comments on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and it's front and center, you know what I mean? And your Facebook comment, you know, bothers them or bothers anybody, you have to take responsibility for what you are saying also. So enough with the childish texting me that You want me to censor and you want me to erase and tell them what to do. I don't tell anybody what to do, okay?
Everybody's grown up.
Everybody is grown up enough. And enough is enough. I'm not here to silver spoon anybody. Neither Canupa, neither, anybody
censor.
On Facebook. You know what I mean? So everybody has the right to their freedom of speech. And that's why I'm doing this show.
Okay. Okay, I got
and thank you for that, little brother. Thank you.
So
look, there's some things I don't agree with what he says, but guess what? I'm listening, you know what I mean? And I don't take it to heart. That's his freedom of speech. And if people cannot, you know, correlate with each other, you know what I mean? I don't understand. Go ahead.
Censor. Oh, they want to censor us. They sound like a little petty white person. You've been white whipped. If you're a native and you're saying that, you want somebody censored, you've been white whipped. If you're a white person coming over here on this show and telling us, want us to censor, fuck you. This is my voice. I had this voice before the government told me I could speak. I had this voice for a Christian church said I could speak. Fuck your censorship. I had my goddamn voice before I knew about the government or Christianity. So fuck off. Censorship. You all been white whipped.
Well, this is the generation that we're in. You know what I mean? This is actually
a bunch of goddamn little
no, no, but this is this is the childish generation we're in now.
Yes, it is. It
anything
sure
that
is.
We
and
say,
right.
You know what I mean? Now, people, anything that we say, you know, freedom of speech is out the window because everybody's getting offended. Everybody gets offended now.
I'll fuck them. They're all fucking pansies. I grew up having to listen to a lot of goddamn shit I didn't like.
I missed the 80s. I missed the 70s. I really missed the 80s and the 70s and the 90s. I really missed those years.
Yeah, both in the 70s. And listen to what we had to listen to. Oh, teacher, I want him censored. He called me an engine. Shit. Teacher, he called me a squaw. Censor him. Get the fuck old. Get the fuck wise and grow the fuck up. Censor.
That's what?
Come on, hold callers. On. Come on, callers. We got an hour left, man. Come on, callers. Let's hear yours. Come on,
there's
man.
Only
people.
There's only white two whip. Of you. There's only two
yeah.
of you.
White whipped. You've heard
of
the word expression pussy whipped, right?
You've all these Indian people. Where are they? Where's Brooke? Where's Jenny? Where's all these fucking people? Come on, you guys.
They're watching TV or they're doing laundry. Nobody knows.
Man, you guys are unbelievable, man. Oh, man, talk about being traditional and all this stuff, and you can't even support your own. You want to talk, you want to be part of it, but yet you're not here.
Censor. Shit.
I even called my Kenny, my nephew Kenny. Come on, call that James Franco. Come on. Nobody wants to get on. Call
hey,
my nephew Alan.
Everybody knows
call
about
Bryce.
This show.
Call Bryce. Told him to come on. They still wouldn't come on. Right.
So
we cannot feed everybody. Hey, get on the show. We cannot hold everybody's hand. You know what I mean? I just don't understand it anymore.
Who's complaining? What are they complaining about? What are they complaining about, Tariq? Who said what, that they want it censored? cancer. Are you gonna cancel culture?
Oh,
cancel culture. Cancer.
We live in a cancel culture now. You know what I mean? This is what it is now. Hey,
I don't know why these guys don't want to get on the show, man. I do not know why.
Dox them. Cancel. Censor. Shit.
Welcome. This is the new world we live in. Well, what do you expect, you know? I don't know what to say anymore. You know, we have another radio show, you know, it's heavy metal show, and everybody has something to say during the heavy metal show. We have maybe over 40 to 50 callers, and we're talking, you know, we talk about the dumbest stuff in the book, you know what I mean? And I'm the host of that show, and
wow,
I was
somebody
asked,
call me on this number.
You know? When we talk about the dumbest things, everybody comes on the show. When you talk about serious things.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Thank you.
Dummy down society. Dummy down. You're damn right. Everybody jumps on dummy down and looks for dummies. Fuck it. This is the world loves dumb shit to talk about. You got a Gucci? Oh, girl, how much you pay for that Gucci? Girl. Did you talk about some real shit? Censor them, Tyreek. Censor them.
Well, I know.
Don't censor your credit cards, assholes.
Oh, man.
Are you guys under fire? Are you guys under fire? Somebody call and cuss you up?
No, they're just like, you know, it's random people just sending messages telling me, why do you waste your time? You know, why do you waste your time doing this? You know? And I said, everybody has the right for the freedom of speech. That's why I like to do it. I like doing this show. I really do. I learned a lot of things. And I'm happy I'm doing this show. And I told everybody before, if you have something to say, you want to say something, you know, off your chest, you know what I mean? Go ahead and say it. Call the number, 515-605-9720.
Yeah, please, come on. Tell us what a good deal the white man gave you in your Gucci bag. Get that 10% discount on your card for buying Gucci. Come on, let's debate about Gucci.
You know the elders have the right to be pissed off. You know, their way of life has changed, and still, you know, it's still negative. So that's why they say what they have to say every time, even if they repeat themselves. All right. We got a caller. We got another caller. Let's see. Welcome to the show. 406-5023. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Jenny calling in from Northwest Montana. First of all, quit cussing me out. Quit cussing Jenny out because Jenny's a grandma. She helped take care of her grandchildren, okay? So when Jenny don't jump on her now and repeat herself, don't mean that I don't understand who I am or what I'm doing. Huh? You can cuss out women. Go ahead. I can cuss out men, too. But that's not what it's about. We're talking about these children or grandchildren. All these children that are still coming. Who are they coming to? in a world where we're trying to fucking stop from repeating itself on them. We all want to say, I did this, I did that. Yeah, we all did something already. I hope so. But it didn't stop it from happening still. We can talk, we can share, we can go on and on and on. I learn something new every day, too. I don't know it everything. I don't talk like I know everything. But we're at that time where somebody needs to know something. But when we're sharing all this, what the hell are we teaching? What are they really learning? Or what are we really saying?
Who knows?
I know what I'm saying, but I don't know what we're all saying. You know, because it's all, yeah, we're not no fucking Bible. We're not all, you know, the Bible, all those people are all on different pages. We're not like that. Our mind wasn't supposed to be that. It's not us. We're trying to help this fucking world to see what's really happening right here. That's why I'm talking about that documentary. If you guys go on and watch it on YouTube, Predator on the Reservation, gives you a good fucking understanding about this shit that we're talking about. But these children, what they're fucking doing to them. And we all have a story of our own, too. Whether it was in a church, in a jail, in a hospital, in a nursing home, and, you know? Come on. Right in our own community or in our own homes, maybe, too. It's sickening. This is how much who we are basically supposed to be as a woman, was to look at a sacred being. All this sexual stuff, yeah, it was supposed to be a time when we knew we were going to give life, you know. And now today, like, it's just used as, you know, like fashion. Like everybody, do whatever you want.
I think everybody's still focusing to the elections, that's why.
That's not ours.
That's what causes all of it. Jeez.
Well, you know, people, I tried enough ways to express my feeling to you. I spoke in three languages that are pure and real, that don't have any racism, don't have no cursing, none of it. And it seems like you all can, you're laterally picking up on English because you like that. But you don't control Chinupa, okay? You don't control me, people. Where's that kid that gave his Indian name and he's supposed to come back on the show after he's done eating? Where's that kid? Somewhere in New York City, kid. Come on, man.
I don't know.
This is the problem. That's the problem with people today, man. They all bastardize the reality that unfolds right in front of you because you're too fucking comfortable. I know what I'm saying. When these rainbow fuckers, they came to the sacred Black Hills a few years ago, okay? Chinupa stood up for our people, for them desecrating our land. They were bloody tampons and panties all used up, condoms used up, and they raped three little white girls who ran to us for safety. And we had to get the cops involved to get these kids to their families. The rainbow people did that to them. The rainbow people raped their own little kids. Yes, they did. Got them drugged up and everything and had sex with these little. That's the rainbow people, man. The rainbow. Again, rainbow. It might be a beautiful little segment in life after it rains, but the rainbow family people, all these white fucked up people, these hippie son of a bitches, they raped these three little girls. They came to Strongheart for safety. We contacted their families. We got them connected back with their moms and dads, and they were fucking pissed. And they tried to desecrate our sacred land in the Black Hills. You know, I know. There was a kid named Paiu Harris, Storm Harris. He was with them. My fucking adopted nephew, the Leo Cotier, he ran with those fuckers. Oh, what I'm saying, man. And now he's out in New York City, made a baby, trying to be responsible. It's too late. You can't erase what the fuck you did with the white people. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Whoa, whoa. He's a white man, too. See? They will protect and serve their own. But when it comes to indigenous people, our way is too fucking hard. They can't do it. Storm Harris is running all over the place, playing whoever he wants to be. He ain't no Storm. He's a kid that was a victim of circumstance. Nobody didn't want him. So the Puya family raised that kid. They raised him, trying to give him a value of life and love. He didn't want it. He took off with the rainbows. And then that's what he was doing. When are you guys going to get it? The white people love division. They don't give a fuck who they pick up. That's what they do, man. And you guys still can't blame them fuckers. Tyreek don't have to agree with me. He don't have to do a fucking thing. But what I'm saying, I don't have to even talk. All I have to do is stay red and die, continue my work with serving my people, because that's what I'm doing. I don't got all that luxury. I don't have it. But I have a heart. It beats and it bleeds red, like my skin. This white man's language is the most heinous, brutal fucking language, but yet you guys can't even condemn that white fucker. Can't condemn him. So the next time he sticks his dick in your ass, makes you suck his dick, enjoy it. And you women, next time you suck each other's pussies, enjoy it. Go ahead. That's what you fuckers love to do anyway. Get all numb and dumb and then have sex with each other. That's what the white man loves to do. Hell, if you allow him to lock you up, he'll do that to you in there. He'll gang rape you. Him and his guards will do that. That's what them fuckers do all the time. They victimize people, man. They're going to always victimize people. And you guys go for it.
How do you change it?
Stay away from it. That's how you change it. Stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Damn. Duh. Stay away from those fuckers, man.
How do you change the system?
What for? Why do you want to change it? Let them kill themselves with it. That's how you change the system.
That's right.
Man.
I'm just reading the comments.
Why am I going to change something that the white people support? It was all created by Rome and the Egyptians and the fucking Greeks and stuff. So let them have it. What we need to do is remain philosophically in tone as people that understand freedom. That's how independence works. You fuckers don't want it. It's a struggle having it. But it's a beautiful thing. I can talk to anybody about freedom and independence. I can serve the poor people with freedom of independence. All those guys that are on the internet, oh, they're going to go give a sandwich to some homeless guy, and that's worth $1 million, huh? Well, try doing it every fucking day, man, on shit you don't have. That's freedom. That's independence. That's the way the structure of life works. The concept of this language is too fucking brutal. I love it. You like it. I don't want nobody to change. I want you all to stay the same and be independent the best way you know how. Believe in it and it'll work. Simple. That's how freedom is. We constantly use the white man's philosophical standards of wording. We think and act and we behave just like a white man. A white man. We don't act Indian. Whatever your blood is, you don't know how to act like that in a country that still has the population of indigenous people. I'm not in Palestine, and I sure in the hell ain't in Russia. I sure in the hell ain't in the Ukraine, yet alone being in Africa. I've been to those countries. I've been to Dagestan, Russia. I've been to places. I was an invited guest, and I never, ever took those places for granted. It's their home. They're struggling to remain free and balancing it the best way they know how, and I could not contaminate it with indigenous thought and philosophy. I could not do that. That was my turf, and it's still not my turf. My turf is here. And everybody else that's secondary in my country, hey, you're all squatters as far as I'm concerned. I don't see you guys, man, fucking buying me a loaf of bread. I don't see you guys giving me any flour to make my fucking bread. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear anything you guys are saying now that condemns and really fucking supports white philosophical standards. I just said it, man, again. If you allow that fucker to torture you, he will. And that's what they're capable of doing. I was hoping some children would come on tonight. But even the kids are messed up. Even the little babies are messed up. They got no time to understand the balance between we're trying to give them a chance to say hello or whatever. I need your guys' help. I ask you guys for help. Falls on deaf ear, but that's okay. You don't got nothing I want. I don't want nothing from you guys. What I'm suspecting you guys want is what I want, to be free and left alone. And the only way to do that is believing in the honor of freedom and independence. Simple. That's it. That's how you change stuff. But right now we're all living in a capitalistic control. It's an illusion created by civilized and modern men. And for you women, if you like sucking the dick of a white man, shut the fuck up and quit thinking you're a woman. Same with you men of color. If you like sticking your dick inside those white girls' puss and it stinks over there, shut the fuck up. Quit saying you're warrior societies. Quit saying that. You're none of that. And if you guys are all having sex with each other as men and women, well, hurry up and die and get it over with. The great mystery is not having sex with another god. Neither is Mother Earth. She's not having a... You know, another Mother Earth, man, lick her puss and all that shit. She ain't doing that. Pay attention, man, two-legged. The eagles, man, they ain't having sex with hawks. The elk and buffalo, he's not having sex with each other. It's all the contamination of civilized white people. Civilized white people. When Black Elk said it was broken, he meant it. And the sacred hoop he was remembering and reminding the people in his listening audience was, it's about his people. The white man did a good job. And I've always said this. I'm not going to say it anymore. But I'll say it one last time. Imagine 68 million head of buffalo of the north and 68 million head of the buffalo of the south. And they're reduced down now to just down. It's probably even further down because the white man controlled the buffalo. Our stupid two-legged Indian people, they don't control them. Go to a fence line where the buffalo are incarcerated and look at them. When you see that fence, ask yourself, who's really in jail? You or them? Mm-hmm. So stupid you fucking two-legged people are. The white man will never, ever give up his power and control until you blame him. That's all I ask you guys to do. We've been trying to get white folks to come on the show. We're trying to get fucking tribal government people on the show. They won't come because they support white supremacy. That's all they do. That's what writes their paycheck.
I live in poverty, people. The Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. All of these people that masqueraded in the last fight up there at Standing Rock, the pipeline, all of them, from Phyllis Young to LaDonna Allard to Madonna Thunderhawk, and all these big shot people were all masquerading with over there, okay? And the late, LaDonna Allard told me, Chinupa, you can't bring that aggressive attitude up here. This is our fight. She said that to me. This is our fight. So Phyllis didn't say nothing, neither did Madonna. I know both of them too. They're both my sisters in the struggle. I knew Madonna when we were in Wounded Knee. And I knew Phyllis because she came with me when I unilaterally withdrew from this country. I'm the one who got rid of his Social Security card and driver's license. Not Russell Means. Chinupa Gluha Money did that. And they all sold him out, too. They all sold me out. But what do you expect? They were taught that. So when they tell you that, you can't bring all this stuff, all them people that went to Standing Rock, do you know this? All of these people that are on the internet, they all got fucking tribal jobs, whether it's the police department, jailers, whatever, judges. They all got jobs in every said fucking reservation. Everyone that participated in that fucking Standing Rock ordeal, they all got jobs and they're all shut up. All of them do. You've seen lesbians walking around like they're important, dressed in Indian regalia, and people flock to them like they're important. I've seen this. Living proof. Joanne Spotted Bear's one. She did it. She's a cop down here. She's a jailer at the Adult Offenders Facility. What makes her any better than any of you? But yet she had babies from three black men. She don't take care of them, but she dresses in, fucking denim, outfits, wears the cowboy hat, trying to be a man? Come on now. I know the history of her life, too. All of you, man, that serve the white man's benefit to make them look good, you ought to all be ashamed of yourself, especially all you California fuckers that came out here. You're still coming out here to fake Sundances. You bring pills out here. You sell them at a Sundance. You give them to these people so they can push that fucking numb and that drug upon people because you can get them over there free. And you come down here and sell them. Don't forget, you use Jerome LeBeau Sundance and all these fake medicine men. You all do that. You all do that. All you fake medicine fuckers, man. You don't even know what being pure and real is. I know what pure and real is. I'm living in it. My children still love me. And my elders, my people, shit, you're doomed. I don't need you guys to love me. It's the real people that understand what a person can do for them. That's freedom. And again, if you want to get on the internet and then listen to the show and then you want to patronize and you want to condemn us and say something, go right the fucking head. That's all you fucking people do. You come down here and meet me on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. You come face me. Man to man, individually. Come on. Man to woman. Come on. I'll face you guys. I'll deal with shit. I'm a 65-year-old man pushing 66. I'll be 66 next year, pushing 70. Come on. I'll challenge you fuckers. I won't beat the fuck out of you with my hands because that's too fucking easy. Hell, you're beating the shit out of yourself. I don't have to say nothing. If my words affect you, I'm got the upper hand. I'm winning. That song, remember?
Yeah.
So don't fucking go there with me, people. Man, you guys are sad, man. Sad. but true. But the great mystery will knock on your door one day. The disturbance of civilized and modern people, man, you're all sad, man. But anyway, you know, we give this illustration and this shot of who we are. You know, we're at 6:31, people. We've been wanting all of you. I've called you guys. Told you guys.
6:30, 3600. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep. We got 28 minutes left. Go ahead. What's your name?
I'm Gabriel Reyes, calling in from Illinois.
Hey, my little brother, Gabriel. Hey, welcome to the show. Come on, Gabriel. Contribute whatever you got in your heart. Go ahead.
What's the show about? I just got on.
Anything, whatever is in your heart. If you want to cuss up Chicago, go ahead.
Let's see, I could talk about a few things. I'm all caught up on the shows. I did want to mention something that Rachel said a few shows ago about, pretty much if the white people can kind of just go back to their country, I can kind of say, like, from experience, being in Mexico, maybe like 15 years back, it was just a feeling, a really good feeling of, like, this is where I belong type of feeling. And, you know, if you're, having this void, any type of void of, like, something missing, instead of, you know, taking vacations to, I don't know, parts of the U.S., and, you know, maybe you should, like, invest in vacationing and maybe going back to, you know, Ireland, Italy, wherever you're from or wherever your family's from. That's, like, a better start. And if you're out there wanting to help out natives, you know, maybe think of going back, you know, peacefully, and maybe talking to other white men and just, you know, convincing your people to go back. Not really saying that out of hate. Maybe I am. I don't know. I could talk about that. I could talk about, you know, the little girls that were murdered and stuff. I could also talk about that. It's something we need to take notes on, building the case to present it to the United Nations, you know. This is all things we got to take note of, you know, from the ICWA to any others that are in the U.S., foster homes, taking Native children, just, you know, call in and, you know, let us know this private, public organization is, you know, taking Native kids, you know, just like, let's get this list going. This is messed up, and we need to, you know, get a representative from the United Nations and just, you know, can take all this down. Yeah, that's all I got for now.
Canupa?
Yes.
Is the United Nations doing anything for the indigenous people?
Hell no, man. Let me tell you why, okay?
Yeah.
Every time the indigenous people are threatened by the social logical deformatories of how white America implemented its chain of command, okay? Our people have become the wretched refuge, okay? So what does that entail, okay? You have a lot of these guys, I don't care who they are, whether they're my relatives, my cousins, my brothers, my aunts, sisters, and whatnot, okay? All of this written material that was created by white people, and they've written it in their description, their so-called sociological input to give us a characteristic of understanding why the indigenous thought and philosophy is never being taunted as people struggling to remain free. Okay? And because the United Nations Declaration of Independence is supposed to keen us into stepping up and being part of, you know, a way of dealing with, you know, the way indigenous people are supposed to be, you know, fighting the norm of what is really orchestrated right now in 2022 on November 12th. They go back to what Bush and Ashcroft done back in 2001. Remember, regardless of what the Patriot Act was, you know, implementing. Okay? This country is a lawless country. Okay? It is, people. It's a lawless country because its written laws were created by civilized and modern men, let alone indigenous men and women. You see? Anything that our people try to do to help ourselves get out of dormancy, guess what happens? We're subjugated to the supremacy of white people. Again. So here's these draft declarations of human rights supposed to be in our favor, okay? I mean, that's what we think. That's what we say. But nobody ever ascertains that question. And I've said this on countless shows. It's never a first. It's never a first until we try. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right? So now let's go into this, people. You all talk like this. This is why I'm going to say it with you. Here's my little brother. Okay, here's my little, here's Rachel. Here's Jenny. Okay? All right? They have an aggressive attitude. But the general misconception, okay, the misconception for any statute passed by legislators in Congress, okay, it constitutes as law, right? That's the appearance. It says that it's the law of the land. Well, if that's the case, the supremacy of what we live with as indigenous people, the Constitution, the United States Constitution was adapted and adopted from the Iroquois Confederacy. It was indigenous people that taught you white people your constitution. You didn't have one. And then it was Benjamin Franklin, that $100 bill dude. He said this, and it's recorded in speech and in Congress. Why can merciless savages coin a Bill of Rights that they've been enduring for centuries, and we, smart-minded people, can't come up with our own? Abraham Lincoln's big brother, which is Ben Franklin, said that too. Abraham Lincoln said that he is going to release the black people because they can fight for their, you know, their states of union and the military union, okay? He didn't do that either. It was indigenous people again. Indians taught them how to free them. We took them in. Not Abraham Lincoln, and it sure in the hell wasn't Ben Franklin calling us merciless savages, and we can endure our own constitution way before a civilized minority people got here. Yeah, fuck you. See, that's the white man. So anything that is repugnant to the Constitution is all null and void. Look at Marbury versus Madison. Fuck, man, you guys. You want to know history and you want to know, get into that and understand that. Look it up.
I might not be accurate with it, but I know it's Marbury versus Madison because we used it. That was back in 1803. I wasn't even fucking born. But because I'm telling you guys, when you're secured by a constitution and it involves you for making legislative majors, everything has become a quote, an obligated term, okay? Obligated term. So Miranda versus Arizona is a prime example of that, too. That's why they call it Miranda rights, right? People? Tyreek, huh?
Yeah.
Do they read you your Miranda rights when you go to jail?
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, right there. Fuck, man, listen to what I'm saying. So Miranda turned around and burst, you know, she fought the state of Arizona over this shit. So anything unconstitutional as an act, there's no law. The Constitution Shredding Act that this country did was unconstitutional. That's the statute. God damn, man. Oh, but wait a minute. Tanupa Gruha Money don't know what the fuck he's talking about. The hell I don't. I live in it. Let me ask you, listening audience, something. And I want to start on this topic tomorrow, which is Sunday, because we're coming up to the top of the hour. Tomorrow's subject and tomorrow's show is going to be about the Communist Manifesto, indigenous people. The Communist Manifesto. It's called preventive justice, which makes America a fucking police state. Huh? So that's tomorrow's topic. A Communist Manifesto. Just like a fucking airplane, right? When you board the plane, they have a passenger manifest, huh? Right or wrong?
Yep.
Come on, goddammit, right or wrong? That's right. Goddamn, why do I gotta yell? If you want to use the English language, you want to know it, you should know it then, goddammit. Why am I yelling at you guys? You're supposed to be on my side. Ah, man, see, that's why you guys don't know anything about liberty, the pursuit of having it. We're living in a fear-based society that generates racism. When a people fear a government, what do they fear? It's tyranny, right? But when a government fear people, you got liberty and freedom. Duh. Man, you guys piss me off, man. So tomorrow's show is about a communist manifesto. Communist manifesto. And you people need to engage with that shit. If you know about it, if you know anything of that misguided philosophy, it's still a world controlled by men. The people overseas, not near Iran or someplace over there, okay, look at the women. We're getting sick and tired of being bastardized by patriarchal forms of, you know, hiding their face. Look at them women. They rebelled. Women rebelled. Telling the fucking men what to do. Telling the men to go fuck himself. They have the right to do that, women. I love my mom. My mom raised 5 of her kids and her nieces and nephew on her own. She didn't ask you for help. She didn't go ask the cops for help. She didn't go over there to fucking ask the judge for help. She didn't go over there to the Social Security office to ask for help. She didn't go nowhere. She did it on her own. That's freedom of independence. That's why I know. So they had to find a way to kill my mom. They used my family to kill my mom. I know. I'm trying to ask you guys to help me, man. Fuck, you don't want to. All right, well, I'll get heavy and take it over. I'm computer literate. Again, I'm going to say it again. I'm fucking computer literate, okay? I'm a stupid person. I'm a dummy when it comes to the machine. Bad enough I use a goddamn phone to talk to you guys. Bad enough I got to raise my fucking voice to a fucking phone for you guys. So anybody that has some last-minute comments and thoughts, tomorrow's show is going to be called a show about a communist manifesto, okay? We're going to use that as the term. We want you all to come back.
13 minutes.
Come on, people. 13 minutes. We need you guys to engage on your last-minute comments.
And it talks. And it talks. And it talks. Come on, people. Any last-minute comments?
Everybody's sleeping.
Well, go ahead, sleep, people. All right. Thanksgiving's coming up here, okay, in the next few days. They're going to have a big turkey celebration. That fucking bird didn't do shit to me. They didn't do nothing to me, and then we're going to eat him. Well, I'm sorry. I don't honor that. I just like to eat if somebody can feed me. But if I can't find somebody to feed me, I'll feed myself. I'll go out and get me a bird, maybe a prairie chicken. I like prairie chickens anyway. What I'm going to share with you guys tonight in closing, since none of you women want to do it, even you men, you know, there are approximately 290-something tribes in different states. That's the norm, okay? That's why they call it Indian country, okay? From a pretext, you know, illustrations of how America deciphers things. Decipher things, okay?
So today's world can seem unnerving.
Okay.
Have you tried?
Hey. If you don't want me to talk, we'll end the show.
Go ahead.
We'll pick it up tomorrow. Don't do that no more. That's what pisses me off. Hey, I'll do it this way, people. That's what I'm going to do for all of you, man. I try to do something good, but he wants to play this music. So here's what we're going to do. I thank you all for coming on tonight's show. It's a brilliant piece. You felt my pain, my anger, my aggressive attitude because I'm that way, okay? And even he does that too, see? That white philosophical indulgence of how the white man made him, he wants to interrupt the Indian too, but I won't interrupt him. When he does something, I don't interrupt him. I let him be because that's him. Like he said, the figure of speech. I might not agree with him. No, I agree with him. Because he's illegal in my country. That's why I agree with him. You know why? He can't adapt to indigenous culture. You see? That's what I'm saying. So he can do what he wants. That's it. I respect that. It's his show. He gave it to us. So we're using it continuously as the indigenous, you know, voices of people. And so when interruptions come out, he can do that too. I have to respect that. It's his show. It's his machine. So I will say this in closing, people. I thank you all for coming on tomorrow. Tomorrow night. I want you all to come back, okay? I thank you all for coming on tonight too. But one of the things we need to engage in is why we're all this way. And that Communist Manifesto, that whole illustration to that is why communists do this. That's why they write everything down on paper. And I'm going to make this attempt to try to get all these son of a bitches that are out there that claim to be worders in the English continent. In the English continent. Because they all talk a good game. They can do it on the internet and type it out on the Emory board and the board of the computer. Okay? They can do that. You all know that. You guys do that. Even in texting, you do that. I do it too. So I'm not excluding myself from it. Okay, when I text somebody, I text it that way. So I'm gonna try my best, and we're gonna do this. The Communist Manifesto of people that is indulged with, you know, English consonants and stuff. Okay, I'm gonna challenge all of you fuckers tomorrow. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna even challenge Tyreek. I'm gonna challenge because the more if somebody's illustrating the positivity of what is a priority, then and only then maybe you will really understand that you can engage on what you know. On what you know. That's what I want. That's your rights. So the topic tomorrow is about this Communist Manifesto. And I'll tell all of you guys, use that as an application to create something that holds the white man accountable. Then and only then can we save the fucking people of this planet. Save the fucking people of this planet, man. God, you guys, man. You're badly assimilated. Really bad. So thank you for listening to me. Thank you for interrupting me. And thank you for everything that you do in the name of a white man. Thank you all. Love you all. We'll see you all tomorrow night, 5 to 7 on the Indigenous Voices of People. Here's my song in closing.
Thank you, everybody, for attending this show, Indigenous Voices of People on Saturday. Come tomorrow, Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Thank you. What an asshole.